Well, summer vacation is here. Time for kids to swim and hang with friends and go to the movies and maybe read. At least that's what they'll do if librarian Nancy Pearl has her way. Seattle librarian Nancy Pearl, regular guest on this program. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
She always comes with a list of recommended readings. She sent me another stack of books. And Nancy, I have to confess, I haven't started a single one of these books you sent me.
I was afraid of that, so I'm going to have to convince you via the great first lines of all these books that you must open them, and once you begin, you will not be able to stop.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go through, and you and I, one of us or the other, will read each of the opening
Sounds
lines. And let's begin with a book here called Tangle Wreck by Jeanette Winterson.
And this is Jeanette Winterson. She's normally writes for adults, so this is her first book for young adults, and it's a doozy. It's quite good.
A quiet first line, though. At 6:45 one summer morning, a red London bus was crossing Waterloo Bridge.
And there's the line in there a little further down. The bus and its passengers were never found. It was the first of the time tornadoes.
Oh.
So time is out of joint in this book. And, of course, it takes two young people to set it aright.
I'm remembering a book from when I was a kid, A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time. And readers will definitely see not hints of A Wrinkle in Time, but it's hard to write fantasies without referring back to some of those classic fantasies. And A Wrinkle in Time, the Madeleine L'Engle book, is certainly one that will come to mind when you're reading this.
Okay, well, let's continue with our list here.
I have to read that
one. Yes, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Yes, because I love the beauty of this. Millicent Min, Girl Genius by Lisa Yee. I have been accused of being anal retentive, an overachiever, and a compulsive perfectionist. Like those are bad things.
So what's wrong with that?
And I think that the thing that kids will really enjoy about reading this is Millicent's voice and how she has to learn that being a genius, and she is a genius. She's 10 years old. She's in her senior year of high school. But she has to learn that her intelligence is not all that defines her. And it all comes into play when she makes her first friend, who is clearly not a genius, but an awfully nice girl. But this is a book, I think, that parents will really enjoy sharing, reading out loud. 10, 11, 12-year-olds will love this book. One of the neat things is that Lisa Yee's next two books tell the same story, but from two other points of view.
Oh. Well, now let's move on to the next item in the list here. What are you laughing about?
I love this opening line. You've got to read this one.
Are you sure I can read this one?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. The book is called Ragweed by Avi, a single name author is what we have
here. A single name author, and this is another author who has written a gazillion books for kids. It is about rodents, and the main character is Ragweed, and the opening line will set the stage.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. All right, here we go. It begins with a quote. Ma, a mouse has to do what a mouse has to do.
Don't you identify with that? Didn't you say that to your mother? Ma. A boy has to do what a boy has to do. And what Ragweed has to do is leave. He's a deer mouse, and he has to leave the forest and go to the big city to see what's what.
Of course.
And what he finds in the big city is a wonderful rock band with a lead singer guitarist who I think must have been based in some ways on Courtney Love.
Okay.
But Ragweed and his mouse pals set up a dance club for mice only called the Cheese Squeeze. But they learned that the big city does have its terrors and its problems, and those are in the form, of course, of cats.
There you go.
And his major enemy turns out to be a cat named Silversides, who is the founder and one of two members of Fear, Felines Enraged About Rodents. And,
so,
of course, Ragweed has to, and his friends have to really figure out what to do to outwit these wily cats.
Thinking about the classic plots here, man versus man versus nature, cat against mouse.
This is it.
All right. The next book here is called Feed by M.T. Anderson. I think it's your turn to read the opening line. Nancy,
although,
there's the book.
Although it's a boy talking, a young man talking. But this is, I think, one of the best books to give to reluctant teen, especially boy readers. And this is the first line. We went to the moon to have fun, but the moon turned out to completely suck. So what I think sets this book apart from other wonderful teen novels is that this really is a book that makes you think. It's about our consumer society, and everybody at birth is hooked up to a central feed. So you don't need to go to school. You don't need to really know anything because you can Google.
You mean an information feed?
Information feed. And so there are banner ads that are floating across your head. And everything that you do is, there's a record of, just like there is on Google. I mean, just like there is on computers, there's like these little footprints. So they know what you're interested in. So, you know, if you bought a pair of Guess jeans, for example, what the banner ads will refer to is, do you like those Guess jeans? Well, this will really go with those.
So is this fiction or nonfiction? Just checking.
Good question. Fearful fiction.
Yeah. Okay, one more book on the list here.
Yes.
Wimberly Worried, which is a very thin one. Oh, yeah, it's like a picture book. Okay.
Kevin Henkes is one of the great picture book authors and illustrators, and he has many, many unforgettable characters. Lily and her purple plastic purse is one. Julius, the baby of the world, is the other. His characters are all mice, and they are absolutely, achingly adorable. But the first line of Wimberly Worried is, Wimberly worried about everything. Mm. So like many of us non-mice who spend much of our day worrying about things big and small and everything in between, that is Wimberly. But she's most worried about, these days, nursery school. And she's going to start nursery school in the fall. And I think that this is one of those great books to share with kids who are starting off to kindergarten in the fall or starting nursery school. The neat thing about what Kevin Henkes has done in Wimberly Worried is that the more worried she gets, the larger the font gets.
You're several feet away from me holding this up. She worried all the way there.
Right.
Giant type. Okay.
Yes. So that is Kevin Henkes, and that's Wimberly Worried.
Nancy Pearl, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl, author of Book Lust and Book Crush. Her complete list of books for kids and teens, along with excerpts, plus a bounty of other summer reading suggestions, can be found at npr.org/summerbooks. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.